Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Vicki, host of the Way Podcast, the podcast that equips Christians to grow and mature in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We empower you through scripture and Bible study to apply the word to your everyday living. The Way Podcast is where you, the believer, can learn about financial freedom and how to live the kingdom life. Today, we are going to finish up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 through 28. Got your Bibles? Verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Okay, back to verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Basically, what he is saying here is, if somebody does something to you that you don't like, or something evil to you, like steal your book, doesn't mean that you have to go steal something from them. Do not render evil for evil. Just because somebody does something evil to you, you don't have to do it to them, or you don't have to have somebody do evil to them. But ever follow that which is good. Do good, both among yourselves and to all men. Do good to everyone. Everyone. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Well, pray without ceasing is not a charge or command to constantly walk around muttering prayers, but rather to have a life characterized by prayer. God's people are quick to pray in all circumstances, not only in emergencies, but in all circumstances. So Paul is not saying 24 hours a day, pray, pray, pray. He is just saying, have a life of prayer. That's all. Just don't pray when you need something or if it's an emergency like a car crash. Oh God! And then you're praying. No, pray every day. God hears your prayers. 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks does not mean giving thanks to God for bad things that happen, but realizing God is at work to produce good. Even in bad circumstances, you don't have to have the correct circumstance, but thank God. Thank God. Thank him most of all that you're alive, because you could not be alive. You could be 60 and under. 19. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit means do not dampen or put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. Whenever the spirit is at work in the lives of believers, others can pour cold water on the power by refusing to do what he commands. So you basically, if you refuse to do what the Holy Spirit commands you to do, you're quenching him. In this case, the Thessalonians were not paying attention to prophecies. Evidently, the Thessalonians had received prophecies about the Holy Spirit, and they were not following it. So, remember, do not repeat, do not quench. quench the Holy Spirit. I see so many ministers doing that. When you go to church on Sunday mornings and studying during praise hour, the Holy Spirit shows up, and then what happens? The ministers suppresses the Holy Spirit. They will not let him have his time in church. This is called quenching the Spirit. Many ministers do that. Ministers, stop that. 21. Oh, let me go to 20. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. In other words, when it says prove all things, test all things against the Scripture. Everything. If you need to test it against the Scripture. If it's not in the Scripture, it ain't happening. 22. Abstain from all appearances of evil. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Now here, 23 through 28, Paul summarizes his hopes for the Thessalonian believers, imploring them to pray for him. He also revealed that he needed prayer just as much as anyone else to be preserved blameless. Stay tuned. Here we go, the complete Jewish study Bible. Okay, I'm starting with 15 and I will read through 28. See that no one repays evil for evil. On the contrary, always try to do good to each other, indeed to everyone. Always be joyful. Pray regularly. In everything, give thanks, for this is what God wants from you, who are united with the Messiah Yeshua. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't despise inspired messages. But do test everything. Hold on to what is good. But keep away from every form of evil. May the God of Shalom make you completely holy. May your entire spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless for the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. The one calling you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers, keep praying for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you in the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah be with you. This is Vicki. See you next time. Thank you.